The state Senate has unanimously passed a bill that moves up the legal start date for Uber and Lyft outside of New York City to July 1st. Senator Michael Ranzenhofer, who introduced the bill and got 18 peers to co-sponsor it, says ride-hailing was approved in the state budget, and by state law, it would begin 90 days later. But the problem, of course, was the budget was passed beyond the April 1st deadline.
One of the things we know about our July 4th celebrations is that there is a lot of celebrating going on, a lot of alcohol, and unfortunately people do get into their cars afterwards.
And so, this bill accelerates the start of ride hailing so that it's available for the holiday. The Assembly will soon vote on a similar bill, and Governor Cuomo, who arrived last month to a Buffalo appearance in a symbolic Uber ride, is expected to sign it. Ranzenhofer says it's just a matter of when.
The legislation to bring ride sharing to Western New York was already green-lighted back in April. So, you know, I know the governor is in favor of it. As a matter of fact, everybody is in favor of it. So I would fully expect that the governor will give his stamp of approval, sign the bill, and hopefully come back and take a real Uber ride once we get it up and running and, you know, once we have everything in place.
The Assembly is expected to vote on the bill early next week. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.